Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 29th of November. Do you know what that means?
It's nearly Christmas.
It's nearly Christmas. Am I allowed to get excited now? Am I allowed to start talking about it? Without people getting annoyed with me?
Well, it's been most of the year, to be fair, but yes.
Yeah, what, being annoyed with me or me talking about it? As you can hear, I am joined in the studio today by our security expert. Not anybody else, is clear. He's just our security expert. He doesn't work for anybody. He just comes in and talks about security. The wonderful Richard Bell from Ten Intelligence.
Morning.
Morning. And our guest is the beautiful Claire from Beautiful Souls.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Thank you for joining us this morning. So we have got a packed show today, and we planned this perfectly, being that it's Black Friday today.
Yeah.
So we're going to be speaking to Richard. Claire tends to like to scare the hell out of us, and we're like, oh my God, I'm just never going to do anything, because we might, you know, get something. But he's going to give us some advice and tips to keep safe this Black Friday.
Indeed.
Which I think we always need reminding, and this is business as well as personal as well. You know, you get those emails and you go, oh, look at that deal, click that, and then off you go. Do people still do that?
Yes.
Do they go, oh my God, that's an amazing deal, I've got to go there, and they click on it?
Yeah,
and then...
well, I mean, we'll talk about it. But I think people have got better. I certainly think our listeners have got better. You know, spreading the word and educating and helping people raise awareness around some of these issues does help. But unfortunately, you know, that cyber-enabled fraud or cyber crime is not on the decrease, it's on the increase.
An increase. Yeah. Mm. But we do also want to hear from you, the listeners. So do give us a tweet. Let us know how your week's been, what you're up to. Are you excited about Christmas? What's going on? And also, you can always call us if you'd like to in the studio, as ever. And the number is 01233 220035. That's 01233 220035. Remember to tweet us that you're phoning, because I can never see the phone flashing, but it's there, and we'd love to hear from you if you've got anything to share with us. We've got a few tweets out there. Look at this. I love this. Now, I must say, the picture that I used on Twitter today for the Give Us a Shout Out, I love this photo. It's of a beautiful lady in a beautiful red dress. This dress was designed and made by the wonderful Caroline Bruce, from Caroline Bruce Designs. And it's actually from the Grillers and Gown charity fashion show that we hosted coming up for 3 years ago now. Is it three years ago? It must be. Yeah. Which I'm like, really, is one of the most amazing events we've ever done. And it's like 3 years ago. But I just thought, you know, that's quite a striking picture that I had actually on my phone ready, so I posted with that. But we have had a shout out from Anne Reed from the PA Portal. Her Twitter handle is the PA Porter. I'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker show. It's been a great week. I've signed a new client and been asked to present two sessions at the Fit for Business next networking circuit kicking off in January. Info here. Oh, that's fantastic. A new different type of networking. Love that. Fit for Business. Fantastic. So if you follow Anne at the portal, the PA Portal on Twitter, and she's put a link in there for the networking. So that looks fantastic. And there's your shout out, Anne. Thank you for joining us. We've had one from the Romney Resource Centre who've said, hi guys, hope you have a great week. This week has been busy as usual, but we're excited in the lead up to Christmas. It will be time to get the decorations down soon. Haven't you got them out yet?
Mine starts this weekend.
Yes. How about you, Claire?
No, I've got to get birthdays out of the way first. Oh. So we do the birthdays first and then Christmas.
So when are the birthdays?
So they're this weekend and next weekend.
Oh.
Yes.
But so, it's Jesus' birthday.
Well, the decorations will be there in time for Jesus' birthday. But otherwise my brain gets too frazzled.
Yeah, there is too much to do.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, my daughter's birthday is Boxing Day.
Right.
So we get Christmas out of the way.
She doesn't have much choice then with the decorations.
No, but she's quite fine because she loves... Oh, the phone is ringing, Okay, let me see if I can make the phone work.
President Trump just called in.
Hello. Hello. Who's calling? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's calling?
It's Barry from Me Now.
It's Barry and John. Hi, Barry.
Yes. No, John, do you remember exactly a year ago today, we had pumpkin pie in the studio?
Can't have been a year ago today, because it's a bit late for pumpkin pie.
No, it's the day after Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, was it? Blimey, I'm thinking pumpkin pie from October.
A whole year.
Has it been that long since you were last on?
Since John was last on, yes.
Since John was last on. Oh, we miss Barry and John.
Barry and John.
So how are you, Barry?
We are very, very good. Some amazing news to share on the Me Now front.
Yes.
We've just signed up Demelza Children's Hospital.
Fantastic.
To our charity affiliate scheme. So in the new year, we'll be helping to raise much-needed funds for them.
Fantastic.
And last week, myself and John, we had separately started another company, and we presented at the Locating Kent Invents Showcase at Canterbury Close Church University. And we showed all the participants there our brand new vertical access wind turbine designs.
Ooh.
So completely off the charts, and it's been an absolute mental week. But just want to say, have a great show, and I'll be listening in for the whole show this week because I was presenting last week.
Fantastic. Well, we are going to have Barry on the show early in the new year, so we want to hear lots more about this new venture and how things are going. So I'm going to get some dates out to you, so we'll definitely have you on soon. Thank you for calling.
Superb. Have a great one.
Yeah, bye. You too. Barry. Thanks, Barry. Bye. So we got there. I just couldn't remember which button to press. But we could be, hey, look
at
that.
I thought it was security saying, can you move the car?
Yeah, excuse me. Did you know? Would you like to have this bargain for this Black Friday? What else have we got there on the Twitter? Can you see?
Jobsinkent.com. Hi, guys. Can we have a shout out for our next 30-30 Schools Career Programme at the Y School in Ashford on the 11th of December? You can get the details for the event at kentbusinessradio.co.uk. /30-30/
Yeah, do you think that? 30-30
I'm really struggling. The monitor's in the wrong position for my third lens in my glass.
Okay, you can't quite see it. It's like moving his head
around. I'm having an Ian Wright moment on the.
I felt like a real proper radio show that we had a phone in and everything. It was really cool. It's cool.
No. We should stage that more often.
We should. It wasn't staged at all.
It wasn't.
No, it was lovely to hear from Barry, and great that he's doing such amazing work. We have also had, there was one here, where did I see it? Tabitha, our wonderful Tabitha, who was on, that's the point, who did I have on last week? I wasn't here last week. So last week I wasn't co-hosting, I wasn't hosting because my little girl was poorly. So Paul kindly stepped into the throw, which I was really gutted about because it was our amazing Lisa Settle was our guest.
Yes, yeah.
And I love Lisa to pieces, and we was hearing all about the business diary. Yep. Which is coming up on the 5th of December.
Thursday. Yeah.
Is it this Thursday?
I think
come
so.
In. That's you're right, thing. It is.
Yeah.
Goodness me. Time is flying by, but we are finding out more about the business diaries and the thoughts behind it and everything. So Paul adequately hosted the show for me last week. You know, obviously it wouldn't be as amazing as when I was here.
No,
but
not at all.
But thank you, Paul, for stepping in and doing an amazing job. I'm just going to have a look in a minute for the speakers for the business diaries, but I have got a tweet here from the marketing assistant, Tabitha is TMA. Good morning. Please can you shout out about the Advent campaign I'm starting on Monday to feature my clients past and present, encouraging support local Kent business before Christmas. Please visit my social media each day to see who is there for more info. And obviously Twitter has kindly shortened the link for us. But if you follow at Tabitha is TMA, I think it's a brilliant idea. So Advent campaign mentioning current and past clients, which is fantastic. So well done, Tabitha. Keep up that good work. I'm just going to have a quick look here if I can find the biz diaries. Oh, I can't find it now. I'll find the Biz Diaries speakers in a minute. I know three of the speakers are the lovely Beverly Bun. Sorry, Bubbly. Isn't Bubbly's new name? Bubbly Bin. Beverly Bun. Zoe Cairns is one of the speakers. And and there's another by Beverly Webb. I don't know Beverly. Beverly Webb. The event is sponsoring...
Paul Manville. Okay.
Paul Manville,
Beverly Webb,
and Beverly Bun, and also always at Christmas when the Business Diaries always supports a charity, and their charity supporting a charity called Rewrite, and so the fifth speaker is from the charity Rewrite, yeah. And I know they've managed to raise some money for the charity as well, which is fantastic. I don't know if there's any tickets left, but if you go to Eventbrite, The Biz Diaries, and check out, and you might be able to squeeze you in. Tell you what, it's just that, you know, if you go to any events, any networking event, this is the event to go to, because it's not a proper business event. It's just social. We get to hear people's stories behind why they do what they do, or, you know, there's always a theme. And some of them are really funny, have you laughing. Some of them are extremely emotional, make you cry. Literally, we were emotional wrecks by the time we leave there, aren't we?
I certainly was.
Yeah, you was, yes. Well, you were amazing. You were very brave, told us an amazing story. And I think it's just really nice that you get to hear and learn about the people.
It is a different type of event.
It is
really personable.
It is.
It's not only just the individual, everyone can, you know, find similarities with people's background as well as why they started in business, usually.
Yeah.
And what life means to them. And it's amazing. Yeah. It's an amazing setup, and I'm really pleased that they've raised lots of money for charity.
Yeah, so it's brilliant. So well done, Lisa. Keep up the good work. And make sure 2 bottles of Prosecco just for me, and then you can have some for everybody else. She never has enough Prosecco for me. I have to pre-order. I might even take my own this time just to make sure.
If I don't drive, I'll
yeah, exactly. The party season has begun.
It has.
But talking about the party season, obviously today is traditionally Black Friday, and I tend to ignore it. I don't tend to make much of it. Unless there's anything particular, obviously Christmas shopping wise, I could maybe get a discount of. I don't really pay attention to Black Friday.
I'm quite good in, I'm a big Amazon fan. I think Amazon love me. I think they're using my house as a bit of a depot at the moment. I seem to be,
yep.
I seem to be receiving all the neighbours' gifts as well as anything else. Many people have done this, but I've sort of been watching items that I wanted, putting them in the basket, and then waiting to see whether they're included in the Friday sale.
Right.
And we've got a lot of Christmas presents. Loads of Barbie and Ken.
Oh, Ken, really?
Ken footballer, which is just for me.
And that's just your presents. What about the kids?
Otherwise, I won't be able to play because I'm just getting bored with the Barbie. Shopping at this time, we spoke about it last couple of years, really, around what Black Friday is. It was born of Americanism. Cyber Monday was thereafter created. Black Friday is the time where people think that they're going to get loads of great deals, and more often than not, they get good deals, but there's nothing really great. And certainly last year alone, there was 30 million different transactions just over the that period. So,
God.
You'll see a lot of retailers now sort of start Black Friday in the end of July, and it just runs forever. But just in the weekend period between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, which is obviously next week, there was just over 30 million different transactions processed. What we've done at Tell Intelligence, we've created a little info type, which I've just shared on one of the links to on Twitter on the show.
Think before you click.
Think before we click. We'll go through these 5 items.
Think before you click.
We'll go through
these 5 items. I'll do the title and then you describe it. Okay, ready?
Okay, here we go. I need a motion.
Okay, ready? And 1. Think before you click.
Yeah, see, I can't see it.
Move closer to the screen.
So we've got to use caution when clicking on links. That literally does come any time of the year, but more so it's prevalent at this time. You'll always find sort of spam type emails or emails that are pertaining to be something else. Check it. Just check it out. Don't click on it immediately. Take 5. If you follow @take5, they'll explain exactly what that means. Just take 5 minutes to just go through certain checks of these type of emails and links. They more often than not are nasty. They are looking to, you know, take your personal data. So just think before you click.
Item two, limit the amount of information shared.
So this was something that we talked about last season, when a lot of people create accounts just for one purchase.
Oh yeah, because
they want to purchase that. More often than not, decent retailers, good, appropriate retailers in a secure site will allow you to set up as a guest. So just minimise the amount of deep data that you have to input on when you're acting as a guest item, just so that, you know, you reduce the amount of data that's out there. For those tried, tested and regular accounts, like my Amazon account or your iTunes account or anything else like that, Yeah, there's probably going to be more data associated with it, but that's where you start to change your passwords regularly. And the fear is that your guest accounts, which generally get forgotten about, and also your normal day-to-day accounts, they'll be compromised in a breach somewhere else, not necessarily by you, but by the company itself, and that data can be captured. And if they've got your password with it as well, then you know they can spend money, and again, it becomes sort of cyber-enabled fraud. So we can talk about the passwords as we always have under item 5. But first, item 3.
Item 3, too good to be true.
Yep, this is a bit like myself. It is too good to be true.
You just say that on air.
Please, please, please be careful. It is the same old adage. If it sounds too good, if it looks too good to be true, it generally is, you know. And this has been going on for years in pubs and in clubs where people come up to you and go, I've got this stereo, it's £25, it's not stolen. Well, stereos generally are not £25 and they generally are stolen. So if it sounds too good to be true, you know, just please double check all the time. Item 4.
Review and understand.
So make sure that you review and understand all of the details that you've put into the app that is making that payment before downloading it, because you don't want to take a fake app, or, you know, more often than not, the application platforms now, whether it be Android, Google, Apple or anything else, there's a whole testing system that goes through to be validated and verified. But again, if you're getting attracted by an email which says, please download this app, and it sends you to somewhere else, just review what it is that you're actually doing, and also the terms and conditions and everything else associated it, and try and avoid wherever possible. And Android's a little bit more difficult, those third-party apps where there's less control over it, especially if you've, you know, broken your phone, as in you've opened it from the normal Android operating software. And 5.
Change your password.
Boring, boring. I always say
always.
It. Always. Always say it.
Oh my God, it drives me mad.
But it is the only thing that stands between you and a significant loss of data, of finance, of general health and well-being, I would say. Make sure that the password is changed regularly. Make sure that you remember it. Don't write it down. Don't put it on Facebook or anything else like that. And do try and make it a little bit more complex. You know, the use of different characters, a passphrase, which could be up to 20 to 30 different characters, could be a start of a song, could be anything that just only relates to you. Because, again, in the background, if your data is stolen and, you know, those passwords and that data set has been taken from the dark web somewhere, if your password's associated with that, then they'll put that into some sort of bot or organized technology that will try and break your account all the time. So the harder the password is, the harder and more safer you are going to be. And that's it. So keep an eye on @10intelligence if you're on Twitter or on Facebook or on LinkedIn. We'll be sending out some more of this stuff over the weekend. We've got another one that's designed for retailers or those that are selling, which is very similar in practice. But it's literally just the other way as to, you know, if customers are trying to ask you far too many questions, and it's just like being in a shop, if they look like they're trying to distract you and they're trying to make more purchases than what would be normal, please don't be attracted to the fact that you're making more money than you would do at Christmas or at any time of year. Check the fact that that customer, that client, that retail, that visiting person, whether it be online or in your shop, is who they say they are, and do some checks on any credit card purchases.
Yeah. And so I guess, I mean, this is obviously at this time of year, not just the, you know, the Black Friday weekend, and it's coming to Christmas and all those type of things. It's just being continuously vigilant.
I say boring. What I've said isn't anything different to what I've said in the last 18 months. It's just, you know, where there's seasonal changes within the year, that becomes a more prevalent time for these type of attacks.
Yeah.
And in the sort of slow periods, if you like, the attack vector starts to change, and maybe there's more telephone-enabled crime, you know, and that type of stuff. But certainly, you know, during the seasonal periods and the peaks of, you know, Christmas or Black Friday, Easter or anything that allows you to have a sale, New Year's Day sales, all those type of things, just be careful. Just think. Take five seconds, you know, people to have that conversation with, because if it's too good to be true, it is. And if it goes, it's gone. You didn't have it in the first place. So don't worry about that, you know, special purchase that, you know, you think you have absolutely need. You'll live without it.
So here's one. We had a weird one the other day. Paul had an email from, obviously spam, so you're very aware of it. But the actual title of the spam was a password. It's an old password, and he only actually uses that for one thing now. He doesn't use it for anything else. But it was really weird that the title of it was a password.
Yeah. That's quite possibly that they've got some of that data set that they've used.
Yeah.
So that data, you know, that email account would have been compromised. I'm sure he's checked on, have I got pawned?
Of course you have, haven't you, Paul?
And, you know, as they're putting in the information, cause it's only, you know, garbage in, garbage out. Mm. They may have got that, you know, confused. That might have supposed to have been in somewhere else. But also it's, you know, if they put a password in that you recognise, you sort of think that it's yours. You know, you sort of adopt
it. Well, that's the thing.
You know,
I mean, one of those.
Recognition is half of that.
Yeah, and it's a very personal password, something that means something to him.
Yeah.
And literally the title of the email was the password, and then on it was a PDF file.
Yeah.
Obviously, but no other words, just a PDF file. Yeah. And obviously he has now changed the password to the account that had, the only account that was still relevant to, but it's how weird that it can't be a coincidence that they found a password which is relevant.
It might just be that they're trying to aim for, I mean, they might be thieves or they might be criminals, but they are still clever. They might be just trying to look for that recognition, that familiar, where you just go, oh, right, okay, that's quite easy. I'll just cut and paste that, and then I'll put it into the password when it asks me for it once I've opened the PDF. And obviously, if you open a PDF which has got malware or anything else on it, then that's where it starts to become, you know, more and more difficult. But they're probably just trying to reassure you that, you know, maybe you sent it yourself, or it belongs to you rather than to somebody else. So don't do it.
Just don't,
especially with emails. It's not just the purchases. Just be careful with it all. You know, just take time. I know we're all in a rush and everything's got to be tomorrow or in 5 minutes. Just take your time. It will cost.
Be
otherwise.
Safe, people. Be safe.
Be secure.
Be safe. Be smart. Secure. Definitely. Well, thank you very much for sharing that. I liked that. I think we should do that every month. Number one. Number two.
Cool.
That's good. So have you done much shopping then? Are you doing it all this weekend?
No, we've done this before. I don't do shopping.
Oh, yeah, of course. I keep forgetting, Claire, when I speak to these men.
I don't do shopping. I'm not a shopper. I loathe shopping.
Do you? See, I do it all online.
I must admit.
Yeah.
As quickly as possible.
I've done a little bit, but no, the house, it was all done in sort of September or something. Mm. I've been too busy just it being about me.
And I guess because you've got two birthdays at this time of year as well, you have to.
Never been big on shopping.
Have you not?
No, I'm a very efficient shopper. I don't trawl around and go back to where I started.
What's an efficient shopper? You know what you're after. You go in, go out.
I try it on, I like it, I buy it, and then I go for coffee and go home.
Yeah. It's here. It's waiting to be done.
Yeah. I'm sort of like that, but you know, I just don't like the whole people.
I think having
experience.
Two sons as well. I mean, not to be sexist or anything, but you have to be very efficient, like with shoe shopping, jean shopping.
Yeah.
It's very low tolerance level and very high hunger levels.
I'm hungry now.
I can relate to that.
So I think efficiency is the key there.
I just don't go out with my son. He'll just take money on the card, preloaded card, and then he'll go. He's got far more expensive taste than I have.
How old is he now?
14.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah. So it's got to have a label on it.
We went through that stage now, sort of coming out the other end, where they think it's actually more trendy now to not have the label.
To not have the label. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, very handy. Yeah. A lot more cost effective as well.
That's fine though, because he's out working. You know, he's up every morning 4:30.
Paper round.
Chimneys and then paper round and then.
Chimneys.
He goes up and does chimneys. There's not burgles. No, he does need a job. I know that.
Well, we haven't got long now. It's only 3 weeks.
I am looking forward to Christmas. Yeah. I don't usually, but I am looking forward to Christmas. been a long year. It's been a difficult year. It's been a challenging year. It's been a great year.
It's been a long year, hasn't it?
It has been a long
year. It does
year.
Feel like it's been a yeah. really long year this year. I just want to be over with.
I haven't time flight.
No, it really it's been really long. Is it not January?
So I am looking forward to taking a bit of a break.
Yes. And it's 2020. I'm actually looking forward to 2020. I know it's just a number. I know it's just another year, but it just seems exciting, doesn't it? 2020.
We like numbers like that. It's like 10. Everything, because I work for 10 Intelligence, everything that we do, it's got to be 10. About 10. But I must speak to Callie, actually, because we only come up with 5 items. Clearly,
yeah. Excuse me, Callie. Slacking there. Should be 10. Shorten it down. Right, well, we're going to have a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to speak more with Claire and find out more about herself and her business. Now, I know it's still November, but it is technically Christmas and from Sunday. So here is the first Christmas song on Channel Radio this year.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Say, are you married? He'll say, no, man.
No, man.
But you can do the job when you're in town.
Oh, yeah.
Later on,
we'll conspire
as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland.
A circus clown.
We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman.
Oh, yeah.
Until the other kiddies knock him down.
Later on,
we'll conspire
as we dream
by the fire. Face unafraid
the
plans that we made. Walking in the winter.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2. The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Welcome back, and you are listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. I am joined in the studio today by our security expert, the wonderful Richard Bell of 10 Intelligence.
Good morning.
Who can't see through his glasses. We're just trying
today.
To work out how he can see the screen.
Everything's at the wrong level. It's not me, it's them.
It's them. And our guest is Claire from Beautiful Souls.
Hello.
So we have been talking about Black Friday and being secure and being safe, which is very, very important all year round, specifically at this time of year when people are just going silly. Do you go silly in shopping though? Or do you just think, right, now we've just got to just don't buy for the sake of it, just buy a few things?
I don't go silly now. It used to be when the children were younger, but no.
don't as much when they're older as well,
no,
do they?
Just have a budget and they send me the link to the product.
These days.
Because I don't actually understand. I don't think I've actually understood the list for about 10 years now. So they send me the link to the product and it goes in the basket and then we buy it and that's it.
By making sure that you put the minimum amount of personal data in and
absolutely
change the password afterwards. There we go.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
My work here is done.
Perfect. Yes. Done. But Claire, let's find out more about you and your beautiful, sort of lovely name for the business.
Yeah.
So start off with tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So so basically I've been teaching for about 20 years and as anybody know who is in the teaching industry, you know, it's a very stressful industry and I ended up burning out and actually having like depression for about 2 years. And I thought, right, what else can I do? And so then I retrained as a healer to help me with my own journey through depression. And I actually thought I'd fallen out of love with teaching, but I hadn't, because what I ended up doing was becoming a private tutor and working with children, really making a difference, being able to work with them one-to-one. So I kind of got out of teaching but stayed dabbling in it, if you like.
So it wasn't so much the teaching you didn't
like,
doing.
It was the system. And so now I'm really passionate, actually, about supporting parents to not necessarily follow the system and that the system doesn't work for everyone. So I support families as well, children managing their anxiety, their stress, their overwhelm. You know, they come to me younger and younger, mum saying, you know, my son or my daughter's stressed out and they're age 7, you know, this kind of stuff. And I was thinking, well, why is this all happening? And so I started doing some more studies myself and really got into epigenetics.
Epigenetics.
Yeah, it's like a science of genes and how we're not necessarily what our genes say we are. Mm-hmm. So there's a fabulous doctor, Dr. Bruce Lipton, who is the leading scientist in epigenetics. And I got listening to some of his stuff and reading some of his stuff. And I realized actually that for me to really make a difference in these children who are struggling with stress and anxiety, it actually starts a lot younger. It starts a lot before that. I think even Aristotle said, if you show me the first 7 years, I can show you the man. Mm. So actually it's these first few formative years in childhood. And then I did even more research and realized that actually it's not even that. The critical days, and I've been involved in this up in Parliament, the critical days, the 1001 Days Initiative, is actually from conception to age 2. Now, as a parent and as a teacher, you know, I thought that most learning took place really when children started preschool, you know, with their ABCs and counting and nursery rhymes and language development and all of that. But actually, in the last decade, science has proven that it starts a lot earlier. It actually starts in the third trimester in the womb. You can start having an impact on how your child will develop later on. And so now my work focuses more on actually working with women when they're pregnant to manage their stress and anxiety levels, to manage their emotions, to really feel positive and empowered, because this has such a huge impact on the neurological development of their baby in the womb, on the frontal lobes, on the back of the brain, the amygdala developing, and how that child builds their emotional resilience further on down the line. So it's absolutely massive. It's not just about eating well and, you know, going for walks or having yoga or going swimming or whatever. There's more. There's that whole emotional level which hasn't really been considered before. So it's quite new, it's quite cutting edge. It's quite an uncomfortable conversation for some people.
So going back, just looking at that more in depth. So what you're saying, from sort of like the third trimester of the pregnancy, the baby's more aware. So obviously for some women who have quite a traumatic pregnancy and problems and may have been hospital for a long period of time before giving birth, and obviously they're going to be quite stressed and traumatized throughout the whole last trimester of their baby, their pregnancy, and then if their baby comes early. Mm. So what sort of effects do they reckon that has on the baby?
Well, I quote So Dr. Bruce Lipton here, so he says this, and this is what these studies are basically based on. And then what I'll suggest afterwards is ways that we can practically, do something about it, which is what you're saying. Because what I don't want is to like scaremonger people.
No, but it's...
But it's really important that we build awareness around this. So for example, Dr. Bruce Lipton says, we now know that the developing fetus receives more than nutrients from the mother. The mother's emotional health, as well as her physical health, has a profound impact on her developing child. The baby absorbs stress hormones if the mother is chronically anxious. And if the mother is wildly in love with her baby and her partner, then the fetus is bathed in the love potions. So if in the scenario that you've said the mother is stressed during that third trimester, there have been perhaps medical complications, you know, maybe the baby has had to be delivered early and things like that. She can't necessarily avoid that stress, but it's just being mindful that stress is going through the placenta and into the baby. So it's about managing that stress with things. And this is exactly what I do in my coaching programs, give people tools and techniques to manage that stress, not just when they're pregnant. I mean, we all know parenting is also really,
really
stressful, right?
Stressful.
Like with the ups and downs.
Can't imagine that.
So it's all about having this conscious awareness of what energy you're bringing to the table, of what you're allowing to happen when these, you know, these tantrums escalate and we get wrapped up in these storms. And it's how to step out of that. And likewise, when you're, you know, if you're pregnant and you are feeling stressed, you know, there are things that you can do to actually catch those thoughts, to actually be aware that you're stressed and not just push it under the table and go, no, I'm fine. It's fine. Like, no, it's not fine. People need to say when they're not fine. It's okay to not be okay. All those lovely coaching
yes,
things.
Okay not to be okay.
You know,
yeah.
but it is being aware of that. It's journaling on that. It's taking time out in nature. It's taking time to breathe. It's taking time to reflect. It's taking time to actually understand what is going on in your own mind.
Yeah.
And holding that up to yourself in the mirror and say, well, I look fine. I'm telling everyone I'm fine, but actually I'm having intrusive thoughts. That's not fine. Let me work with that. Let me think about that. Let's work on why that's happening and know that that's okay, but it's not okay to just push it under the carpet.
And so you've sort of started off with teaching and working with children.
Yeah.
To now sort of, I mean, I take it you still
work. I still do work with children. Yeah, and teenagers, you know.
But you've, so that's a good thing. So if you're a mother that, so ideally you want to catch it at the beginning, at the young, before it becomes a problem.
Yes.
But then you can also work with children that,
of course,
obviously you weren't there to begin with. So,
yeah, you know, I mean, like me, you know, my children are older. I didn't know any of this information. It wasn't even available when I was pregnant with them. So I just muddled through and got on with it and did what I did. And that was that.
Yeah.
But for those people who have got that opportunity to make the change, like the information is now out there. So it's really is their responsibility to do something about it. For those of us who haven't had that knowledge available to us, it's not too late. You know, children are resilient and, with conscious parenting practices, you can make changes right from now. You can make daily small changes in how you communicate with your child in a different way, in how you see them as the essence of them, and you know that you know connection is better than correction, right? Trying to always control our children, trying to always put stuff on which is our stuff, our ego. Like it's about becoming mindful of what's your stuff and what's their stuff. And so often as parents, we impose our stuff because actually when you dig behind the scenes, it's because it makes us feel good. It makes us feel validated.
But also because that's how our parents are with their.
Absolutely.
So how do you...
We were parented for the most part, for everybody listening on radio, the majority of us were parented unconsciously. So we are repeating those old parenting patterns because it's all we've known.
Mm.
And it's not about passing blame to our parents. We need to be able to, you know, just hold them compassionately in that space and forgive them for how they parented because they were just repeating those patterns that they knew. But now there is this wave. You know, my mission is to raise the vibration of our next generation, right? So there is this wave. There has to be a new way. The old paradigms don't work. The old parenting paradigms don't work. The old education paradigms don't work. You know, the politics is crumbling before our eyes, right? Our children, our next generation, the babies being born now, the babies being conceived now, they're going to have a whole different way of communicating. They're going to have a whole different way of problem solving. They're going to have a whole different level of emotional resilience in order to be the change makers that move humanity forwards. So what we're bringing to the table is very much not enough.
So I'm going to challenge it just slightly with this, because I think it's a very powerful message. You're obviously very passionate about it, which is fantastic. And I think obviously each generation we learn and evolve our parenting skills because of the environment we live in and the changes and everything. But my fear is that our children are becoming too sensitive, too soft, too mollycoddled. They're becoming snowflakes. So therefore they're not able to cope with the real world. So where's the difference? Where do you stop? For you have to discipline your children a certain amount. Yes, you want to encourage them to think for themselves and do their own things and grow themselves, which they naturally would do anyway. We haven't become our parents. And you hear yourself talking to your kids and you go, oh yeah, that's what my parents said to me. But, you know, you have learned, and hopefully if you've had good parenting skills passed on from your parents, then you're able to use those. But obviously if you're aware of bad parenting skills, then you know not to use those. But where is the cutoff? Where is it where you know, okay, you have to be more authoritative so they learn and respect? Because a lot of the youngsters these days, they have no respect for authority. They have very little respect, sometimes even for their parents. Or, you know, I was growing up...
Or themselves.
I was growing up to respect my elders, basically. Anybody that was older than me, not old, but older than me, you respect them because they've been on this earth longer, so therefore they have more experience. And now it's these days, why should I respect you if you don't respect me? But no, because you should do. So where's that divide? Where do you stop being, I want to, you know, encourage and grow and go, I want you to encourage and grow, but I also want you to learn respect and discipline?
Well, that's a really good question. And I think when people hear the words conscious parenting, they think it's all, you know, granola bars and, you know, happy clappy and just, yes, love and peace and just do what the hell you want. It's not that. It's really about boundaries. It's about clear boundaries. It's about clear values in the family. It's about open communication and discussion and learning. It's not about just, you know, doing what you want and telling your child, oh no, that's fine. If you don't want to go to bed, don't go to bed. You know, it's not that. It's not. It's about clear boundaries. And it's about also, rather than having a confrontation, having a conversation and saying, well, you know, okay, you may not be tired, especially with teenagers. I mean, it's such a nightmare. They're up all night and you can't get them up in the morning, right? But, you know, that's their body clock and their hormones doing that. It's where the system's wrong. I've always said, you know, school should start at 11 o'clock and go on till 6. And then actually the first lesson would actually get learned. But anyway, the point is that you can explain the consequence rather than getting into this confrontation saying, no, you must go to bed. You must turn your light out. You must get 8 hours sleep. If their body doesn't want to do that, it can't do that, right? But what you can say to them is, look, in order to make you, you know, in order for your brain to slow down, to get sleep, you know, it's better to, you know, turn your phone off at this time. It's better to turn your light off at this time, you know, and in order for you to learn properly the next day, it's better that you get decent sleep. If that's what you're choosing not to do, well, then you won't learn well the next day. You're going to be too tired. You will eat rubbish food because you're going to need iron brew to keep you awake or whatever it is. You know what I mean? And so the thing is, they have to accept the consequences of their actions.
But they're teenagers.
Yeah.
We know.
Go on.
I was sorry, I'm just going to say, but the kids' natural reaction is just to do the complete opposite to what their parents tell them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if you're not telling them to, you say, well, you know, you choose. You're old enough to choose. You're old enough to choose.
But what about when they're slightly younger and they're not old enough to choose? Like you're 7 year, 8 year olds.
Well, the thing is, you know, the thing is with conscious parenting, with understanding that our children are actually whole and complete right from the time that they're conceived, They do know. They know, right? They know what they need. They know if they're tired. They know if they're thirsty. They know if they're hungry. It's us forcing stuff on them all the time that confuses the issue. And so actually, if we listen to what it is our children are telling us that they need, then we just have to hear more.
Yeah.
The reason that there's so much pressure is because we're all bulldozed into this, fitting our children into this old paradigm of saying, you have to be a square peg so that you fit into that square hole.
I understand and I appreciate that there's different styles around parenting, and conscious parenting is certainly the preferred option, whether it's your version of it or my version of it.
Yeah, yours is like.
But there are different ways of doing it. I might not spend 20 minutes saying
absolutely.
That. I might just press the Wi-Fi off.
Each family has a different. This is the point,
The point I wanted to make is that. So, do you spend a lot of time with more inverted commas troubled children? Because when I think of some of the issues that you're talking about, particularly with some types of kids. With some children, and I work in a children's space of a weekend, and I see all shapes, sizes, and everything else. There's the naughty kids, yeah, and then there's the next stage is there's the naughty kids, but we've labelled them, and then there's the kids that have obviously got some learning difficulties and stuff, and that they need to be treated differently. But along those, if I was to do a sample test of all 10 of those parents, they're all thick. The parents are thick. The parents don't parent.
Are you allowed to say that?
Well, I haven't said anything that, but I could. But the parents have not done their job. Mm. And there's a bit of snowflake. There's a bit of too much. There's a bit of me. There's a bit of all of it.
This is the exact point.
And that's
we can only step up as conscious parents if we do the work on ourselves. If people aren't ready to wake up, then I can't help them to become a conscious parent.
No, exactly. Mm. So if you're a thick person who just...
Well...
I'm trying to be as careful as possible.
You know, unaware.
If you're a thick person
who just happens to have children...
If you're not up to the job, you're not up to the job. I mean, another way of looking at it...
Many people out there that are not up to their
parenting job. Another way of looking at it is that those children, you know, from my energy background, those children have chosen those parents as well to be the way they are. In order for those children to grow up and to learn from the life lessons that they are going to have. Mm. So if you look at it from a completely different angle, from a karmic angle, right, the children that have chosen us to be their parents have chosen us because of us,
yeah,
because of what we're bringing to the table.
I'm sure some children wouldn't have chosen their parents.
Point is that they have.
Yeah,
and to learn the lessons they're learning. And people who've had very difficult childhoods might say, well, you know, no, that's rubbish. Well, who knows, you know, from a whole kind of universal spiritual karmic perspective, maybe they are going to become and reach and fulfill their full potential because of the difficulties and the journeys that they've had throughout their childhood.
Absolutely.
Who's to say?
Absolutely. Right? And there are some success stories out there.
Absolutely.
Of what bad looks like into a version of...
Absolutely.
And then the cycle changes.
Yes.
And I completely respect your view, Claire, and I love the work you're doing and the energy that you bring to it. My issue with it is if you look in any... I'm from London. If you look at any inner London school...
I've worked in inner London schools.
And as a teacher, you'll be acutely aware of the time that's afforded children and conversations and conscious teaching, let alone parenting.
Yes.
It's such a difficult space, and with stupid people that happen to have kids who have got no business really having kids, it's the cycle can't break. And other children around are being informed and influenced by that behaviour. So I can only control what I've got access to.
The majority of children
spend a lot of time
out of the house.
You
can only actually ultimately control yourself, your own thoughts, your own emotions and your own deeds.
Myself, children. But really? No, I understand what you mean.
That's all any of us can really do. Those environments, I mean, I've worked in very difficult inner city London schools and difficult environments and consciously taught as a teacher as far as I could with what was available at the time. But those children come from those backgrounds and all you can do is support them as much as possible. What was heartbreaking is that, of course, at the school, you're teaching them various values, various, you know, giving them this glimmer of hope of their potential, of what they can achieve. Mm. And then as soon as they leave those school gates and go back into their environment where they have to survive,
it's almost like they have split lives. Yeah, yeah.
One way of being at school and another way of being outside school.
Isn't it? That's bound to conflict. With each other.
But you know, there's nothing really we can do about that. You know, all it is about getting the message out there that there are options, that there are choices, that they can be who they want to be. They can choose to learn. There are ways that people can better themselves if that's the path they want to take. And if that isn't, then they're not people who would even understand a single word of this conversation. It wouldn't have resonated on any level at all.
But then it all goes back down. At the end of the day, they will become people that want to learn and want to care if they're encouraged that way from their parents, their peers, and the people that are around them,
yes,
aren't they? And if, you know, we've all got it with all the kids, all our kids in their schools. They have kids, and my daughter will come home and go, "Oh, so and so, I don't like him because he's just naughty. He's always naughty. He's not listening. He's always doing that," and she doesn't like that environment. But and then I've been into the school when there's been an afternoon where they invite parents in to do stuff with the kids, and you can see the parents just, you know, the kids are misbehaving, the parents are completely ignoring them, not doing anything, and then the teachers are not allowed to tell them off.
No,
I'm like, just tell them to stop it. Yeah, you know, you teach them to have respect for where they are. You know, my daughter, thankfully, was growing up, despite, unfortunately, me having a lot of stress because I was in hospital for 5 weeks with her and there's a lot of stress and trauma through that. But she's very much aware of, not discipline is probably one of the words, you know, I'm not a disciplinarian with her. Everyone probably say I'm soft with her, but she understands right from wrong and she understands to respect her elders. And in school, you know, parent evening is always boring because, oh, she's so good, she's so well behaved, you know, and I'm so grateful that she's such a wonderful child. But it comes from the fact that I want her to grow up and inspire to be the best person that she is.
That's exactly the boundaries and the values.
Well, the boundary is the control. You know, I mean, you said, you know, we need to control myself. Putting a boundary in is a
control. And there's a, you know, and I'm not talking soft parenting, like conscious parenting isn't soft parenting. Conscious parenting is bloody hard.
Active.
Conscious parenting, you have to be on it the whole time. You have to be thinking, why are they acting like this? Why is this triggering me? Right? What's this triggering in me? Step outside that situation. Respond rather than react. Don't escalate the situation. What's underneath the behavior? Is it coming from a place of fear? Is it coming from a place of exhaustion? Is it coming from a space of not enough, not feeling worthy, not feeling loved? What is it that's triggering that behavior? The behavior is just the surface of the iceberg, right? Now, obviously, yes, in class with 30 children as a teacher, you do have to have your classroom rules and your warnings and all of that.
Unfortunately, we haven't, I can't believe it. We've been chatting away for so long. We've come into the end of the show.
Oh,
I know. Which is always happens.
Funny.
Sorry to cut
you off. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing. And I always think it's good to, you know, have an active conversation because this is a very passionate subject from everybody who's a parent.
Yes.
And it's hard. So I think it's so great that you're passionate about what you do.
Yes.
And you're helping people, which is amazing. Yeah. If people want to find out more about you, where can they find you? What's the best way to contact you?
I'm on social media, kind of like everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook pages. And also my website is www.beautifulsouls.co.uk. I have a gift on there, which is tips to manage stress in conception and early pregnancy for free. And I also have a book, How to Have a Positive and Empowering Pregnancy, which is out on Amazon. If people want to buy that, even if it's as a gift, of course, using all the security measures
Absolutely.
In place.
Yeah. And changing your password.
Control.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us. We have had a bit of interaction there. Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, one of our other hosts, was just saying conscious parenting rather than unconscious parenting, and nothing wrong with respecting your elders. And she did find it quite funny with Richard's remarks. And we have had a tweet in from Woodlands Sports and Arts Centre who've asked for a quick shout out. We had double Olympic champion Liz Y. Arnold visit our school to host two inspirational assemblies for our children and reopen the newly renovated gym. Fantastic. We have come to the end of the show. I do have to now switch off because I'm going to get cut off anyway. I will be back next week. I have co-host, what's next week? December. I have co-host Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, even Julie Daniels, and our guest is Chania Emery. Have a great weekend, everybody. Get into the Christmas spirit. Bye for now.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.